When Doc Westfall lost a son to the Vietnam War, the event changed his plans for the future. His new dream was one that honored all who fought. And we do mean all who fought. Come meet his dream on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
In May of 1968, U.S. Marine David Westfall was killed in Vietnam. His parents took 800 acres of ranch land near Taos, New Mexico, that they intended for a resort, and began to build a chapel and memorial. It's a project that predates the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in D.C. by 10 years.
You have to keep in mind, this was all while the war was still very much active. But a lot of the veterans who were coming home, they started to help out.
Kate German says the Westfalls sold portions of the ranch as they needed money to continue construction. Their work became a national story in the early 1970s.
And all of the networks at that time were paying attention. It was in the newspapers constantly. It was a big deal because Doc Westfall was one of the first people who actually really treated those returning veterans with respect, and he treated every one of them like they were his own son.
Doc Westfall intended this as a memorial to all Vietnam veterans, literally all veterans.
Doc was known to have said that if he was able to get a picture of the Vietnamese soldier who had killed his son, he would hang his picture in the chapel as well. So he always intended this place to not just be for our veterans, but for all veterans.
Crowds began to arrive, now numbering in the thousands. In the late 70s, the Disabled American Veterans became a partner of the site and raised money for a visitor center built in 1986. The Westfalls had sold all but five of the original 800 acres to pay for the project. The disabled veterans, and later the state park system, was able to buy back some of that land to create today's 33-acre park. This is much more than a chapel, though, and we'll conclude our story next time as we travel the countryside at Angel Fire, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McCray.